Our news stories for part two begin with two intrepid sailors making a 50-mile sailing challenge. Two Norwich schoolgirls are set to take on No Mean Feat, challenging to raise money for a sailing charity. The Nancy Oldfield Trust has been raising funds for 5 years with the support of Mark Elson, Deputy Manager of the Trust, and Humphrey Bedford Payne of the Norwich School, along with two students. This year, the Great Punt Run will take place on June the 20th, starting from Norwich and finishing at Neasehead, Barton Broad. The challenge involves sailing a Norfolk punt, a traditional boat, across a distance of around 50 miles. The goal is to complete the journey within 12 hours. The route has been changed this year to start from Norwich as a nod to the birthplace of the Norfolk Punt Club, formed at the Assembly Rooms in 1926. The club's centenary is next year, and it is located on the shared waters of Barton Broad. The two pupils from Norwich School participating this year are Rosie Pank and Ellie Thwaites. The duo will take turns crewing for Mark Elson, senior sailing instructor at Norwich School, and in his traditional Norfolk punt.
A farmer who only started his herd 3 years ago is delighted after scooping the supreme beef title at the Suffolk Show with his large and powerful cow. Sam Steggles of the Goat Shed Farm Shop and Kitchen at Honingham near Norwich took the top beef interbreed title on day two of the show. His four-year-old British Simmental cow, Scotland Hill Ivy Molly, was on her second calving and was bought as a baby heifer from Tom and Ruby Hill in Carlisle. "She's grown and grown and turned into a great cow," said Sam. He started his Wacton herd after his wife Caroline and their children William and Polly bought him a cow for his birthday. "They thought that would be a great birthday present for me, and it's grown from there, really," he said. He now has about 50 animals in total, including Molly's two calves, Wacton Shotgun and Shuffle, which he felt clinched it in the ring. "The winning cow will now be available for visitors to his farm shop to see," he said.
City Hall has finally revealed how much it paid for the Anglia Square Shopping Centre. A Freedom of Information, FOI, request found Norwich City Council purchased the site for £5.6 million. The authority was awarded a total of £34 million in government funding to cover this sum, as well as the cost of demolishing the existing buildings. Now, after years of failed attempts to redevelop the site, it is finally empty and ready for work to start. Anglia Square was bought by asset management company Columbia Threadneedle for £7.5 million in 2014, and approved plans for the site included up to 1,100 new homes, plus office, retail and leisure space. However, the scheme was suddenly scrapped last year after its private developers said that it was no longer financially viable. Norwich City Council purchased the site from Columbia Threadneedle using a grant from the Homes England, the government agency to promote affordable housing. Previously, the council said the cost of the site could not be revealed due to commercial sensitivity.
Nine vision-impaired children have taken the wheel for the first time in a safe, supervised driving experience. Aged 9 to 17, the youngsters took part in a half-hour driving lesson at Norfolk Showground, reaching speeds of up to 30 miles an hour. The event was organised by Vision Norfolk in partnership with Young Driver as part of the charity's programme of activities for young people with sight loss. Josh Bartholomew, Children, Young People and Families Coordinator at Vision Norfolk, said, "Many of these young people will never be able to have driving lessons on the road, and the chance to take to the wheel in this safe way will really boost their confidence and help them feel that they are not being left out." 17-year-old Marcus Dunn said, "This is something I won't be able to do on the road, so it's a good experience to come here and do this. It's something that very few vision-impaired people will ever get to do, let alone young people.
A new radio station has begun broadcasting for the first time in Norfolk. Broadland Radio, the new home of beloved radio hosts Stephen Bumfrey and Rob Chandler, started broadcasting on Monday after making the switch from test broadcast to DAB. Managing Director Bob Norman has said that an immense amount of work has gone into getting the station broadcasting. "I'm overwhelmingly happy and positive with the product. I just think it's right," he said. "It's vibrant and upbeat, and you're attached to the localness of it." Chandler presented the breakfast show on Heart Radio, formerly Radio Broadland, for 14 years with co-presenter Chrissy Jackson before joining Radio Norwich. Bumfrey left BBC Radio Norfolk in 2023 after presenting the afternoon show on the local platform since 2009.